From Tidbits on November 25th, 2013, this is Pages Keynote Numbers Receive Minor Updates by Adam C. Angst. With the October 2013 release of Pages 5, Keynote 6, and Numbers 3, Apple radically revised its iWork suite. But these major updates were not so much improvements as rewrites meant to bring the Mac apps into lockstep with their iOS versions and the new iWork for iCloud beta. Previously, although it had been possible to share documents between the Mac and iOS versions, various aspects of your documents could be lost in the transition. With these rewrites, Apple pivoted the problem. iWork documents can now round-trip between macOS 10, iOS, and iCloud without problems, because Apple changed the underlying file formats and removed the offending features from the Mac versions of the apps. Once this strategy became apparent, it was met with screams of outrage from users who relied on the missing features. To its credit, Apple didn't replace the iWork 09 versions of the apps with these new ones, so people could continue relying on the more capable previous versions if necessary. Several weeks later, Apple released an uncharacteristic public acknowledgement of the feature losses and a promise to bring back some features. They said, "In rewriting these applications, some features from iWork 09 were not available for the initial release. We plan to reintroduce some of these features in the next few releases and will continue to add brand new features on an ongoing basis." Let's not be too congratulatory here. It's a support document, not an apology from Tim Cook. Plus, Apple was responding to public criticism, not proactively addressing concerns. And Apple's promise itself, well, better than the previous silence, basically reiterates the status quo. Just about any program from any developer receives new features over time. That's just how the software business works. What we're seeing now are the first updates to start to bring back earlier features. So what's new? The main changes in Pages 5.0.1, Keynote 6.0.1, and Numbers 3.0.1 is the capability to customize the toolbar with the tools you use most often. That was first on the list in the support document. I wonder if Apple will update it. Pages 5.0.1 also now has center and edge guides turned on by default. Keynote 6.0.1 adds 7 transitions and 7 builds, some of which are returning from the grave, others appear to be entirely new. And Numbers 3.0.1 once again remembers window size and placement on save, and lets you set the default zoom in the preferences, both of which are basic oversights that worked fine in Numbers 2.3. All the updates also promise stability improvements and bug fixes, and all 3 are available from Software Update. Here's hoping we see additional updates soon. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.